Welcome. This is The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Perth's Mix 94.5.
It's also this day. It's Hump Day Wednesdays with Janelle Koenig.
It sounds like you. Every time I hear that song, I think it's you singing.
Really?
Yeah.
How often do you hear this song, though?
Every Wednesday.
Of course. Yeah. Except last Wednesday. It was a rough Wednesday without you last Wednesday, can I just say?
Oh, thanks very much.
You're very welcome. Hey, welcome.
Thank you.
Good timing. This afternoon, between now and the end of the show, we're going to get another person on the shortlist for $1 million. All they're doing is listening out for this. Oh, no. It's gone. Why did that happen? Hang on a sec. Wait. I found it. $1 million! Far out, mate. I'll tell you what. I'm going to get my head around all this stuff at some point eventually. It's going to be really good.
Sure.
Yeah, it's going to do like radio and stuff. 133353, be caller number. What caller number?
19.
19.
Yeah.
Good number.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Caller number 19 when you hear it. Mix 94.5's Million Dollar Song with Watertown Brand Outlet Centre. You don't have to be a millionaire to buy the world's best brands. Save between 30 and 70% on global and local brands at Watertown Brand Outlet Centre just off the freeway in West Perth. You know what I love about seeing you on a Wednesday?
What is it?
You always bring somebody interesting in to talk to.
I try to. Mm. Yeah. I didn't have to try too hard this week because I met our guest in Newman on Saturday night at an International Women's Day.
In Newman, of all places. Right.
And she's extraordinary.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Wednesdays with Janelle Koenig. I love them because you always bring in friends. You've brought in another one today.
I am so popular, Pete.
Are you? Or is it just that you kind of tell all these people I can get you on the radio?
Maybe it's that too.
Here's a little bit of that.
Okay, yeah. So last weekend I went to Newman for the International Women's Day event there and it was amazing. And I was the MC, which is a great pleasure. But the guest speaker was the lady sitting with us in the studio right now, Dana Vullen.
Hey, how are you?
So good. For people who have been living under a rock and may not know your name, give us a little snapshot of what happened in your life.
I mean, I used to be a semi-normal person.
what is a same. Semi? What do you
well, I say
semi-normal
semi because
person,
I looked normal on the outside, but my brain was always left of center. I was always a weirdo. In 2012, I'd fallen asleep on my couch, just like any other night, and had two intruders break into my house and douse me in methylated spirits and set me on fire. That's the very short version.
What happened right after that?
I was burning alive, and I remember what Constable Kerr said, stop, drop, and roll. Uh-huh. Everyone from WA would remember
yes,
that.
Yes, absolutely.
So I stopped, dropped, and rolled, and by the time I got up from stop, dropping, and rolling, I was literally like 10 times more, like worse on fire. I looked like that guy from Fantastic Four. Like as far as I could see, there was just flames everywhere.
Flame on. Right.
Flame on.
Yeah.
What Constable Kerr forgot to tell us was that for a chemical burn, you don't stop, drop, and roll. You go straight under water. Mm. Anyway, I get up. There's a dirty bucket of water in my kitchen sink and I spot it. I just go to the sink and I chuck it on top of me and I'm screaming for help so loud. A gentleman who lived in the whole high rise next door heard me screaming and came into my apartment and said, hi, sweetheart, let's get you into the shower. I got in the shower and I remember I was sitting under the water and the pressure wasn't high and it was cool water, not like ice cold. Every drop of water felt like acid burning into my face and my body and hands. And I remember saying, my hands, my face. And my little dog, who never would go for a shower and never go for a bath, like he was psycho, he sat in the shower with me, like right under the water, just whimpering. And so the gentleman who saved me, his name's Dennis, he'd called the ambulance. And 2 minutes from the time of the call, they're at my house. And 4 minutes after that, I was at the hospital. And I remember when I saw the ambulance, I said, knock me out, take away the pain. Mm. And then the next thing I remember is waking up, you know, around 2 weeks later from a coma, not knowing I was even in a coma. Mm. And like my family, when you're laying in bed, imagine looking up, I could see all my family around me and just like crying. And I woke up to that song, Step by Step, Whitney Houston. Because my sister used to play me so much music and she was singing and then I was mouthing the words. I had lost my voice and it was really cute. And then I mouthed to her, shut up, Svet, you can't sing. And then And then everyone was crying, and one of her tears fell down on me, and it looked like it was coming on me on slow motion. It was really special because I think they were all like crying and happy because at that stage no one realized if I had brain damage or if I lost sense of self or if I knew you.
They were happy to know that you, like, that the inside, inside you were was still there. You.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And every day, all day for me is a new day for me to be happy and excited and go out and grab life by the balls and just live and do better and be better.
Well, you're going to come back after a break to tell us more about how you are grabbing life by the balls firmly.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
And Wednesdays with Janelle Koenig, the incredibly inspirational Dana Vullen is with us. Her book is called Worth Fighting For. What is it, Dana, a couple of years on from its release now?
Yep, August 2017.
Yep. And like I have come to know a few other things about you as well. You're onto your third degree.
I am.
You just keep chipping away at life and making things happen. It's amazing.
I do. I work hard to make things happen. So I'm currently doing my master's in science, specializing in the medicine side of it.
Because you've even introduced some amazing new technologies and medicines to Australia, haven't you, throughout your journey?
I've helped
journey.
Bring in technologies. Yes. Yep. I've definitely guinea pigged myself because, I mean, for so long there, I couldn't get any worse. It didn't matter if it didn't work. I just couldn't get any worse. For me, at the end of the day, it was like more of the mentality that I don't want to look back and be like, I wish I had, what if? You know, I always know I'm going to be scarred, but to what extent is up to me.
What are some of the things that you've been a part of that research?
I helped bring the first CO2 ultrapulse fractal laser into Australia.
Right.
It had been invented by the Chinese and only the military in America were using it. They were trialing it for shrapnel. For soldiers who had been impacted by shrapnel.
Yep.
Anyway, me and my sister were reading the research, made heaps of sense. So I approached my physio about it, who's a professor and he's world renowned. I sent it to him that night, and the next day he said to me, we've been trying to get this laser for 2 years, but we haven't had any backing or finance for it. We just can't afford it. It was such a high level laser that no one had even had training for it. We had to make a special laser proof room, and the professors who are the surgeons, it took like 5 or 6 months until the time they were able to get their training and then were able to even think about start using it.
Yep.
And I mean, after all of my burn and everything, when I was 27, I was diagnosed with cancer, still whilst in my compression garment and mask. And I remember the day that I was diagnosed with cancer, I always have this spark in my eye. Like I'm always like...
You do.
Yeah, it's undeniable. And I felt like this day... I had lost my spark. I had just found out. I didn't even know how severe my cancer was at this stage. And I almost defeated, I felt beat down. And I was really sad, especially because I'd been fighting so hard for my life and I didn't know where I was at. But anyway, I had to film a commercial that day and a segment on Today Tonight to raise money for this laser because it hadn't been in Australia. And my mum, I remember my mum and sister saying, you don't need to do this, Dana, like, you know. Obviously, anyone would have said that. But I said, I do need to do this. I do need to do this. And I remember filming and just thinking about how dull and sad and lifeless my eyes looked. And I know that sounds so weird, but even in my mask, you could see my spark. And that day it was gone. But anyway, there is now a laser in every major hospital in Australia and the New Children's Hospital.
And your spark's back.
Oh, my spark came back.
Your spark is back with a vengeance.
I would have been forgiven for being bitter or sad or, but it, and okay, what happened to me was so cruel and so ugly, and it was one person's disgusting actions, right? But from that one cruel, ugly thing, I have seen a tsunami of like a pouring of amazing people and selfless people.
Dana, it's extraordinary.
Thanks.
To say the least.
Yeah, you definitely have our love, admiration and support.
Thanks, guys.
And thank you so much for coming in.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
No worries. The book, Worth Fighting For, still out at all good book retailers?
Totally. Available online as well.
And the next place you're going to make an appearance, where can people come and see you?
I'll be hosting the biggest International Women's Day in WA at the Crown Casino on Friday the 22nd.
Thanks again, Dana Vullen. What a pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Penny and Camillo, hello.
Hello.
Seven figures, Penny. Seven figures. Yeah. $1 million. Could you imagine it?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Congratulations, Penny. Where would you love to go? What's your bucket list destination?
Oh, just take the kids around the world would be awesome.
Whereabouts, though? Is there a dream destination?
They want to do America, so anywhere in America would be awesome.
Far out. I'll tell you what, you could do America 100 times over with $1 million. You could go from the east of America to the west of America, then up to the north of America, to the south of America, and do it the right way. Like, how about, I don't know, like a night in Trump Tower, for example, the penthouse suite.
Oh, flash.
Oh, that'd be really good. Mm. Yeah, yeah. And I know the kids want to go to NASA as well.
NASA? Ah. Why don't you just build your own rocket ship?
Oh, yeah. I went to NASA about 25 years ago.
Yeah.
So, and the kids and the hubby are so jealous of it. So
amazing. So we've done a little bit of travelling. What else would you like to do?
Buy some property, about 100 acres will do. Then we can just send the kids on their motorbikes. Off you go. Go for a ride.
100 acres. Mm. Nice. Yeah. I'm looking at a property at the moment. Let's see. Brookton, there's 600 hectares there. Will that do?
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, sure.
Something little.
Why not? Well, $1 million. Penny, congratulations. You are one step closer to that dream becoming a reality, okay?
Yep.
No worries.
Awesome. The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
You're on The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli, and Janelle Koenig. Koenig. You know the first time I saw your last name?
Yeah.
I sat there going, Koenig?
Yeah.
Koenig?
It's K-O-E-N-I-G.
What's the background? What's the...
The derivation.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
The derivation.
Yeah, of the name.
Yes.
Derivation. A German name.
Yeah.
Way back.
Well, does it mean anything?
It means king.
King?
Yeah.
You're the king queen.
Sure, I'll take
right.
it. Yeah.
Koenig.
You can tell by the $3 shirt I bought from the internet. my royalness.
133353. Just hard names to pronounce.
Hard names to pronounce and to remember. But because people are saying my name a lot, introducing me when I do stand up or talk at an event, I do get a lot of welcome to the stage, Janelle.
Mate.
Often I get co-ing because people are so used to seeing
I-N-G.
But because mine's N-I-G, co-ing.
But that's an interesting thing that you bring up, because have you ever done that trick where as long as the first letter, like we read words so much, as long as the first letter and the last letter are in the place that they should be, you can virtually jumble the letters in between up and you can still read whatever the word is?
Absolutely. I have done that.
Yeah.
It's lots of fun. But I've always said that if my name was Mary Jones, I'd be much more famous than I am right now. Because,
Mary Jones.
Yeah, well, no one can say my name, remember my name, or spell it.
Yeah.
What does your name mean anything?
No. It's not special. It's Corelli.
But people get yours wrong
all the time.
Frequently.
Right? So, but for me the thing that they tend to get wrong is the spelling, because I've had all sorts. I had a Z in there once. Like it's C-U-R-U-L-L-I. But I get C-A. Even here, I have been a part of this company for 15 years, and I still occasionally get mail that says C-A-R-R-U-L-L-I. But I've had Y on the end. I've had, the two R's, C-A-R. Like it's, I've even had C-R, so just a straight Crully.
Crully.
Crully's, that's a belter. That's one of my absolute faves. Crully.
Pete Crully.
133353. Just terrible names to pronounce, hard names to pronounce. Have you got one? Do you find that people tend to have real trouble when it comes to getting your name out there?
I have a friend from high school whose name is Michelle Ilul.
Ilul?
Ilul. Michelle Ilul.
Jeez, she never had a chance.
So her name was M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E-L-L-U-L. That's crazy.
M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E-L-L-U-L. I feel like we should be breaking into song or something.
It sounds like a song.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Now, there are a couple of really easy last names. Harrison Smith.
Yeah, you can spell that easy.
Not a problem. You're on the Rush Hour with Pete Corelli, Everything Perth, Wednesdays with Janelle Koenig.
Yes, thank you.
It's Koenig.
Koenig, yeah.
And Corelli. Although, we've gone to the phones on 133353 to talk about names that are really hard to pronounce and if you've got one. And Alessio has called in. Ciao, Alessio.
Ciao.
And apparently I'm saying my own name wrong.
But you knew it.
Yeah, so, okay. So this is the issue that I have, right? The reason why I tend to say Corelli is because I know it's the pronunciation that you are about to say.
Mm.
But try getting that across the line to most of the people that you speak to around the place. So go on, Alessio. What should it be?
Corelli.
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 Like like having a double O at the front.
Yes.
Ah.
Corelli. But you got to get people to pronounce that R. You know, roll that R.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, yeah, it's not a sound that is in the English language, yeah. I guess.
No, I don't think so.
Not naturally anyway,
no,
in the
not.
Australian tongue.
Yeah, how you going?
Yeah. Corelli.
Nicole, hello.
Hi.
So tell us about this name that's hard to pronounce.
It's my late mum's name. Her name was Inez, spelled I-N-E-Z.
Mm. Yeah. Topical
and
at the moment.
Her sister actually referred to her as Ines.
Yeah.
And my own dear dad used to actually call her Ennis.
Oh. As long as no one called her Enos.
Oh, yes, she got Enos. Ineski was another favourite from the local footy and hockey club.
Ineski. Thanks, Nicole. Good on you. Our last one here from Sue. Hello.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. What's this name that's really hard to pronounce?
Okay, it's my partner's name. His name is Mladen, and his surname is Mrkić.
Wow.
Now,
Mladen Mrkić.
Oh, you say that. So perfect.
Thanks.
Can we buy a vowel?
Now, he's a bus driver and he's put his name down as Michael. When he wears his badge as Michael, everybody says good morning. When he wears his badge as Mladen, no one even looks at him.
How do you spell it, Sue?
Mladen.
Yeah.
And his surname is Mrkajic.
Hooli, it's pretty hard to spell, but it'd be a whopper on Scrabble, wouldn't it?
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
He's coming to Perth on his final tour. We've got your tickets. If you want to catch Elton for the very last time, you're going to have to belt out some Elton. We've got three listeners ready to go. We're going to put them under the spotlight. They're going to smash out the next line of one of Elton's top hits and give the performance of their life,
wow.
Janelle. And just to give them a sort of a helping start, I thought it'd be great if you could sort of give us a rendition first. You're such an Elton John fan.
Absolutely no prize.
Absolutely no prize. You're such an Elton John fan.
I am an Elton John fan.
Shall we kick into it?
Go for it.
Have a listen. When I say
hold me closer, tiny dancer.
Whoa,
count
wow.
Count the headlights on the highway.
Is that a bit of vibrato that I hear in your voice in everything?
Oh, yeah. I'm passionate.
This is really weird. It's like Elton John was standing behind you. I kid you not. I feel
I don't
his aura.
Think he does that.
Raylene and Bin Dude, hello.
Hello.
All right, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Tiny dancer.
Ooh, wow, Raylene.
Felt the passion.
Did we ever? Michelle, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Give it your all. When I say it softly,
slowly. Hold me closer, tiny dancer. Count the headlights on the highway.
Just going to keep going.
Sheets of linen.
So, I'm just going to pull Michelle down. I just have this feeling that if we just let her, she's just going to keep going.
It'll be the 12-inch remix. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Sally and Corrine.
Yes.
All right, last one here. Here it comes for you.
Okay.
Softly, slowly.
tiny dancer. Oh. Count the headlights on the highway. Lay me down in sheets of linen. You had a busy day today.
Okay. I could imagine myself waving my phone torch to that.
All right, so we've got Raylene. She was contestant number one. Yes. Michelle, artist number two. Sally, performer number three. I know you have to pick one, Janelle, but who's it going to be?
It's going to be number three.
Number three?
Number three.
That's Sally and Corrine.
Woohoo!
Congratulations, Sally. You are off to Elton John.
Oh, my God. That is awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very, very
welcome.
I've
never been rewarded for my singing prowess.
Tell everyone.
Enjoy the show,
thanks,
Sally.
God, that is awesome.
No worries. All the best. That's two tickets. We're going to be belting Elton again tomorrow. Stop it, Janelle. From 3 o'clock for your next shot at tickets. Catch Elton John performing his final ever farewell tour with two Perth shows, November and December 2019. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster, presented by Mix 94.5.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Weekday arvos from 3 on Perth's Mix 94.5.